This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another hour of What's on Your Mind. It is the What the Heck, another blizzard, another round of snow edition of the program.
What the heck?
That's what I'm calling it.
What the heck?
I mean, it is December. It is winter. This stuff can happen. But, you know, we have a fairly uneventful start to the winter season. And then whammo! You know, we're getting whacked a couple of weeks in a row here.
Okay, you guys out east, this is your first whammo. This is our second in the west. So
that's what I mean. That's what I'm talking about. It's double.
But yeah, I mean, it was. Yeah. But even before then, I mean, it was nice and quiet, and we all kind of thought, huh, another mild winter. No, now we've already gotten more snow this snow season in Bismarck than we had all the last, each of the last two.
Isn't that just typical Murphy's Law stuff, right?
And it's not even winter yet.
Yeah, we're not even the...
I think winter should start November 1st, you know?
Throws into it. J.P. Martin of the National Weather Service is going to be here today to update us on, you know, is this the worst of it? What's left? When will it wind down so you can sort of make some travel plans? Captain Brian Neewin of the North Dakota Highway Patrol is somewhere between Valley City and Jamestown. We'll have a report with for us on I-94. That road is closed right now from west of Dickinson to Valley City. Is it east of Valley City at all? Maybe just a little bit
east of Dickinson, you mean?
No, it's I think it's west of Dickinson, the last map I saw.
West of Dickinson. Is west, yeah, that would be Montana.
Well, I realize that, but not
from west. Okay, okay.
Just a little bit west.
Okay, there we go.
I mean,
just to make sure we're all on the same page. All
it
right.
looked to me on the map that 94 was actually closed somewhere about halfway between the border, Montana and North Dakota border, and Dickinson, and then extends to about Valley City, where it's just completely closed. Yeah. I-29, border to border, and the rest of I-94, not in that closed area, is no travel advised. So effectively, you ought not be on I-94 or I-29 anywhere in North Dakota today, given that. And, of course, there's lots of other travel issues. Here's what I want to make sure we do, and that is serve you, our listeners, correctly. If there's an answer we can get you, a particular question that you have on a road or you know, a school or whatever, let us know. Happy to get you the answers we can. As I mentioned, we will talk with the folks from North Dakota Highway Patrol and the National Weather Service today on the program to get your questions answered. We also have Congressman Kevin Cramer checking in. We, right after the show yesterday, broke the story that he was meeting with Donald Trump at Trump Tower. I haven't seen a lot of news coverage on it. I guess I haven't scoured everything, but I'm tied up with most of the weather stuff and prep for the show this morning, but I didn't see a lot of news coverage of that. I don't know why, and there wasn't yesterday. I kept saying, "What? You know, where the heck is this?" I mean, it was.
There's more coverage of Senator Heitkamp and the Naked Cowboy having to share an elevator than anything else.
Yeah, and I don't. Why is that? That's a little weird.
The irony, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, for one, Heidi Heitkamp, a Democrat, having a meeting with Donald Trump is newsier from the standpoint of
things.
But just because nobody saw that coming, kind of out of left field, so to speak, she must really want a job bad because she's pandering now. She's actually suggesting to the Native Americans that this fight isn't winnable. So she's pandering. And by the way, we've got this open invitation for her to come on the program and actually talk to listeners. You know, talk to more ears, more North Dakotans than any other media can deliver. So we're waiting, and we have been waiting quite a long time and have only been able to have one or two conversations through the entire 118 days of the Dakota Access Pipeline protest. 118 days today. That's the bad news. The good news, 46 days until there's a new sheriff in town by the name of Donald J. Trump. And can you imagine if Congressman Kevin Cramer is his Secretary of Energy? All right. Can you imagine? And by the way, Senator Heidi Heitkamp is Secretary of Interior or Secretary of Agriculture. You know, I guess I have to rack my brain on, you know, on ag issues. related to Senator Heitkamp and some of her positions. Certainly on energy, she has found the right spot. She goes about accomplishing things in kind of interesting way, but she's pro-energy, right? I mean, it's how she won. She said she'd take on President Obama on the Keystone XL pipeline. If she didn't win, and that didn't get done, and she hasn't really taken him on this, but says the right things on energy. And when you go in there as a secretary of anything, you implement the policy of the person that you work for. But let me just say, the idea of Senator Heitkamp in the cabinet over at Interior and Senator Kramer over at Energy probably could be a force, a formidable duo, a force to really get some things accomplished in a common sense way. I always say, what's going on at the three affiliated tribes, you know, Newtown, if you go around and look at what they've done, three affiliated tribes related to energy, and you look at how they are able to in an environmentally safe way, use resources that belong to them, that have improved the lives of Native Americans, you know, you can't even calculate that. Now, set aside the oil business. Set aside, the dollars generated by it or the fact that, prior to a pact with the state, there wasn't that development, and now there is, and how they're able to do that and prove that out. Think of the lives that have been changed where children and grandchildren see parents and grandparents gainfully employed and having a productive life. See, I don't think you can calculate that. That's why we ought to bottle what happened there and take it to other places. But the current administration and other administrations have bought into this idea that somehow, these particular lands ought not ever be developed. Why? Obviously, you have sensitive areas. Obviously, you do it in an environmentally safe way, but why not? You know, in the case of an oil operation, you have, rather intensive 12 to 15 day process of drilling. After that, you have a very small footprint with a pump jack. Pump jack is less of a, visual impact to a particular, beautiful scenic historic area than a silo would be. And none of us run around and say, get those ugly silos out of here. If you ask me, the ugliest thing in energy is a windmill, especially when you have zillions of them. I mean, I don't mind one or two, but you have zillions of them. It totally disrupts the landscape for miles and miles around.
And then night, you get all these red lights. You feel like you're driving through a bunch of UFOs. I hate that.
And they're slicing eagles up like, the Ginsu knife guy. So, I'm an all of the above kind of guy. But I'm always amazed that we have all this warm, fuzzy feeling for wind energy when environmentally, from a scenic standpoint, wow, compare that to, I don't know, just me talking out loud here. And then not to mention the reliability of the energy. You're talking about what coal does, affordable, reliable energy, compared to what wind does. It's night and day in the way of reliability and affordability. And reliability is important when you have blizzards and stuff. It gets cold, and you can't get from one place to the other. You're stuck in your home. Better have that energy, right? Right. Okay, so update here for you on the blizzard warning in Burke and Montrail counties. Now they're going to go until 6 p.m. It was set to expire minutes ago, and they are extending that now in Burke and Montrail counties on the blizzard warning until 6 tonight. It's one of the reasons we'll have the North Dakota Highway Patrol here to answer some of those questions for you today. We had a couple of scheduled guests related to the Dakota Access Pipeline protests. We're going to set those aside for today and push them off into later in the week. We will have a couple later on Energy Matters, but really there's not a lot going on down there. There was a mass exodus of lights, we understand, out of the encampment. Most thought to go to hotel rooms in and around Bismarck Mandan as the storm started to unfold. So certainly the encampment is cleared out. Nobody knows by how much, because it had swelled quite a bit, and nobody knows, do they come back, do they not, whatever. We also know there is the militant group that is always hidden within the larger group, the bad actors, the agitators, the eco-terrorists, the planners, the ones that are, okay, let's go to the, Let's go to the mall. Let's go to, you know, Kirkwood Mall. Let's go over to, you know, this place. Let's go to Wells Fargo Bank, you know, the masterminds. My intel tells me they're going nowhere, absolutely nowhere. However, Dave Archambault, the chairman, has found religion all of a sudden, I guess, meaning he's now seeing the light in wanting to extend a bit of advice to all of the protesters, and that is to leave. Now, this is the guy that invited them. So to me, when he says leave, I'd say it's time to heed that call. So I hope they do, even if a bunch of militants who will eventually end up in jail if they keep this up are still here. I'd disconnect myself from that if I were you. But anyway, beyond that, not a whole lot going on with this weather because it's got everything held down. If you are out in this anywhere and have something you want to share, maybe some advice, to don't do what I did or a particular area that has been a little more rough than was advertised, let us know. Would you? 800-228-0550 is the toll-free telephone number, 800-228-0550. On What's On Your Mind. Your calls, questions, comments, texts, welcome. Straight ahead.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming machinery and land auctions include farm equipment retirement auctions in Bowman, Hillsboro, Watford City, Cheyenne, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional cropland auctions in Logan, Stark, Emmons, Ramsey, and Cavalier counties in North Dakota, and crop and hunting land auctions in Clay and Becker counties in Minnesota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, in West Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and now Minot on the old Marketplace Dollar location. Every day made better. You've heard me talking to Vince about that very thing, and I know he's right, because I have a Hot Spring Spa. I absolutely love it, so does my wife. Changed our life. We're in that hot tub every night, 15, 20 minutes, get a chance to chat and relax, and it's fantastic. Dave, a happy customer I want you to hear from as well. Dave, how often are you in the hot tub?
I'm in that hot tub every day, a lot of times, at about 5 a.m. for 25, 35 minutes, something like that. But when I get out, I feel totally renewed. And it's, for me, it's an everyday deal. It's a must do. And my wife and I both enjoy it. I mean, she's in there just about every day. And I don't know how I'd even be able to function without that thing, honestly.
Tell me how they treat you at Hot Spring Spas. Have you met the owner, Vince?
Yeah, Vince takes care of me. I've known Vince for a little while now, and he's been good to us every time we go into the store. Matter of fact, you know, the store Bismarck, we frequent that for our supplies, and everybody's professional, courteous. They try and help you take care of your water to the best of their abilities. And, no, our experience with Hot Springs has been fantastic.
Now that's every day made better with Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Stop and see them, 13th Avenue South next to Spitfire West Fargo in front of Sam's Club Bismarck, in front of Kmart South Washington Grand Forks, and now in Minot, too, in the old Marketplace Dollar location.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
It is indeed a little frightful out there today, but it is also the greatest time of year. And we are thankful for you, our fine listeners here on What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. 800-228-0550, National Weather Service, National State Highway Patrol coming up with road reports, and also welcome yours. You can text Todd 701 800-226-8503 or call us at 800-228. You ready for that? 0550. 800-228-0550. Our next guest is here every Wednesday for an hour-long talk radio town hall. He'll be here tomorrow to take your questions for a full hour, but we couldn't wait till tomorrow to ask him about his meeting yesterday with the president-elect of the United States, Donald Trump. Kevin Cramer back with us on What's on Your Mind. So how was it? How was the Donald?
The Donald was charming and wonderful, as he always is when I've met with him. I will tell you, yesterday was a little longer, considerably longer, and very private conversation with him. He's got a modest office, by the way. People would be, I think, impressed with how small his office is in Trump Tower, but it's a wonderful office. Don't get me wrong; it's a bright, cheery, lots of cool memorabilia. And but it was just a conversation, Scott. It was really quite remarkable.
You told me yesterday it was a high-energy conversation. What does that mean?
Well, high-energy, it was a lot of talking. I mean, he asked questions. I answered them. He'd follow up with another one. And oftentimes, he'd finish the answers for me. Because one thing about Donald Trump, and this wouldn't surprise anybody, I don't think, that's watched him perform even. He knows a lot. He knows a little about a lot of things. And when you start talking about any one thing, his mind goes way ahead of you quickly. And he sees the other end of it. It's really quite remarkable, in my view, the way he can express. Now, when you've run a campaign like he's run, obviously he's been exposed to a whole bunch of stuff. What amazes me is how much of that sticks and how able he is to speak to it. Things like, for example, the Dakota Access Pipeline. Things like, his speech in Bismarck and some of the details that surrounded it. Things like, what to do about research and development at the Department of Energy. And that he was very aware of issues and got to them quickly.
Was he up to speed on how bad the Dakota Access Pipeline situation had been mishandled by the federal government?
Yeah, he wasn't as up to speed. He was starting to by yesterday. As you know, he'd put out a statement, in fact, through Jason Miller on the transition team that he supports the Dakota Access Pipeline and would like to see it completed, that he's going to take a good hard look at it, when he becomes president. And he asked me what I thought about that. I said, I think that's a very good measured response that identifies the problem, but also, doesn't get himself ahead of his skis too badly, because there are certain things he's got a lot of things to do, and there are certain things he's going to do on day number one, and whether that's day number one or day number five, who knows? But he's certainly aware enough now to be prepared. As I told him, you don't really have to do anything; just let the Army Corps of Engineers do their job. I mean, they're the ones that cited in over 200 places. They're the ones that issued the 408 permit until it was rescinded. They're the ones that, as recently as November 14th, sent the letter to the company and to the tribe saying, we've reviewed it again after we promised we would, and to quote their letter, concluded its previous decisions comported with legal requirements. So 3 weeks ago, their position was, we've done everything and then some, and now it's different. So he's up to speed on the issue, and I'm pretty certain we'll be able to get that easement done quickly.
Because it's his Justice Department that will get a pretty sizable bill from the state of North Dakota, right?
I warned him about that as well. And I've been talking to Paul Ryan about it last night.
I missed that. I'm sorry. You warned
him? I talked to him about the bill that's coming from to the Department of Justice as well. And I've mentioned it to Jeff Sessions as well. But they're all, of course, we're bringing them up to speed so that on day one they're prepared. But they're not in a position to make decisions about it, of course. Yeah, today.
So, when you go into a meeting like that, did they say, you knew in advance you're being considered for Secretary of Energy, correct?
Right.
And
he was very focused on that. That was the specifics of the discussion. He talks about the energy sector of the cabinet in the context of energy, interior, EPA, and that's appropriate. My focus and his for me is specifically the Department of Energy, and that's by design by me as well as I think by him. Although again, I think he's more open to multiple agencies. He asked me about a lot of other people, actually, business people. What I thought of business people in the cabinet. I told him I think it's great because I think that they bring the real life experience that happens when there's a regulatory overreach or an unnecessary tax burden that makes us less competitive. And so them are wealthy. And I said, well, let me just assure you that I will be good for your image, because I will, if I come on the cabinet on day one, my first contribution will be to dramatically lower the average net worth of the cabinet. So I was somewhat amused.
how did the, you're there to help, right? Anything to help.
Anything to do with that I can help you.
How did it end? I mean, does it end, okay, Kevin, you know, you're number one on my list, you're number two. I mean, how does the meeting end?
It ended with, you know, this is going to be one of the later decisions. He was clear about that. I had been picking that up along the way anyway. So,
why do you think that is?
I think because it's, I don't know. I don't know. Scott, I would only be speculating, so I don't really know. I think you've noticed he's been pretty systematic about this, and you've noticed Interior, again, back to his previous, you know, my previous statement that he views this in the context of Interior, EPA, and DOE as sort of the energy-centric sector, and I think that they've just simply slated that one for late, if not last, in the lineup. So while he's meeting with different people, I think they have a very specific, you know, order in mind.
Every big meeting I've ever had in my life, you have a great deal of anticipation about it, and you kind of have a plan in your head how it's going to go, and sometimes it goes even better than you plan, and sometimes it's like, oh, what was your feeling coming out? Did you feel like you just crushed it?
Well, Scott, it really was more of a conversation. I didn't do a presentation. I will tell you, I wrote some significant things related to the Department of Energy, possible reforms for his consideration. You know, focused a lot on the nuclear piece, of course, which is about 63% of the budget of the Department of Energy is nuclear, both defense and energy, specifically fuel. But in the labs, and I talked a lot about and wrote a lot about how I thought the labs could be unleashed to be more innovative, to look for outcomes that, rather than politically motivated by, you know, efficiency and renewable portfolios, but rather focus more on specific outcomes and let the innovators innovate. And that's something I've been preaching for a long time. So, but it was really more of a conversation. And we wove in and out of from policy and energy policy to politics. We talked a lot about politics. He's obviously very successful at politics. And it was funny, Jill Stein kind of came on the TV when we were in there. You know, she'd been there getting a bunch of press in the Trump Tower, and he sort of expressed his agitation with her using Trump Tower for her own publicity. I said, he said, I should throw her out. And I said, well, I can do better than that. We have an arrest warrant for her in North Dakota. So, I will tell you, if there's any sort of surprise about it, and this is just sort of, like, you know, fun.
Hold this thought now, because we're up against the break.
And okay, sure.
We'll do it on the other side of the break. More with Congressman Kevin Cramer talking about his meeting yesterday with Donald Trump in consideration for Secretary of Energy in the Trump administration.
The program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Jewin. I have been in Norway 153 times and had over 47,000 people on tour. Come and join me on the official Norsk Høstfest Norway tour, May 29th through June 11th. See Norway at its very best. The fjords, the waterfalls, the spectacular mountains. Visit my not sister city of Skien. Meet and greet Jarl Holland. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Phone me at 1-800-343-0093. That again is 1-800-343-0093. Sign up by December 15th. Space is limited. Welcome along.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Good morning, Scott. Happy snow day. On these wind towers, you're forgetting the cost to the consumer. It's, what, 35-40% more for wind energy, which is subsidized by the federal government, which is tax dollars. Don't forget that part.
I don't know that I forgot it. I think I was saying I'm for all of the above as to the extent that they make sense, I guess. I'm not a cheerleader for wind, because it's not as reliable, it's not as affordable as coal, and we have a lot. We got 900-year supply of economically recoverable coal right here. But I just think on a day like today, it's a good reminder that we can't rely too heavily on the wind side, and we seem to be going that way, which puts the grid in a little bit of danger. I appreciate the call. Welcome others, by the way, with your questions or comments on this weather. Southeast Logan and Northeast McIntosh counties unsafe for any travel. Says one listener, get the cows fed and try the house. All right. Somebody else is hot. There's a shock. Oil field at work today. Protesters in a hotel. And then some reference to a cat or a kitten. I didn't understand that. The roads between Dickinson, North Dakota, and west of Glendive, Montana are fine. There is no closures, just a strong, gusty northwest wind. All right. There is absolutely terrible. Burley County is not going out and plowing today. Just only for emergencies. What the heck is that all about? They have some of the best equipment. They're being a bunch of pansies. Morton County does a way better job than Burley County. Sorry to say it, but it's the truth. Try to get Burley County online and have them explain themselves. All right. Todd, we can dial them up here in a little bit. More with Congressman Kevin Cramer. And we got a full hour tomorrow, but I did want to get an update on that meeting yesterday between Donald Trump and Congressman Kevin Cramer. Who else was in the meeting, by the way?
Yeah, so... Ivanka was there when I got there, but she left as I was entering. And then Jared, her husband, of course, was there when I got there. I met him. We, chatted a little bit, and then he left. And it was just, Reince Priebus, the incoming chief of staff, and, who I've known for a long time. In fact, he sat next to me on the airplane coming up. And then, and Donald Trump. So it was just three of us.
All right. And, before the break, you were starting to tell a story about, I'm trying to remember what I asked you, but we were talking about, any surprises or any,
I think what surprised people maybe, and maybe it wouldn't either. I don't know, but he's a very casual guy. He's a very easy person to talk to, and you don't even have to agree with him. In other words, he likes discussion. He likes debate. He's very good with it. I think people would be impressed with how easy he is to visit with.
Is he going to be a good president? I mean, do you get a sense that that style will serve him well as president?
I absolutely do, Scott. I expect he'll be the new Ronald Reagan in many ways. Granted, some of his demeanor is different for sure, but his ability to connect with real people, especially the working class, which is whole. I mean, that's the best part of this presidency, is that the Republicans have somebody who relates to the working class, ironically, a billionaire. And it's a grand opportunity for us to reprove our credentials, because we need to do that as a party.
Do you anticipate knowing, first of all, how many other people are being considered for this post? Do you know that?
Gosh, Scott, I don't know. You know, it's funny. The reason I'm sort of amused by this is there's a lot of anticipation in all of this. And yet for me, there really isn't. I have to be honest with you. I am so happy. And I told him this. I said, if I just carried your energy agenda in the House of Representatives, I'd be more honored than I deserve to be. And I really mean that, Scott. So I don't know. I think there are some others. I think there clearly are a couple of others. I don't think there are a whole bunch of them. I think that some of them are interchangeable, as I said before. I think he thinks about certain people in the context of one of the three environmental agencies, and the Energy Department of Energy is one of them.
If he said, Congressman Cramer, we'd like you to be our Secretary of Energy, is it a slam dunk that you would take the position?
I can't think of I've run out of reasons to say no to the President of the United States if he asked me that. And I told him that. He said, well, what would you rather do? You know, what would you rather be in Congress? Would you rather be a senator, in 2 years? Would you rather be a cabinet member? I mean, what would you rather do? And I said, Mr. Trump, I've decided after a lot of prayer, my wife and I together, Chris and I together, and I decided that we would serve you in the capacity you want us to serve you in. You make that decision. And he said, well, what would your preference be? I said, well, my preference would be that you make that decision. So we had kind of a fun little back and forth on that issue. And I just thought, the reason I'm not being coy, I told him, I said, what I want you to understand is I am here to serve you in the capacity that you think I can best serve you and my country. And if that's as Secretary of Energy, I'm happy to do it. If that's as a member of the House of Representatives from North Dakota, I'm happy to do that. And I'll do it with passion.
And he spoke finally of North Dakota, I understand, too.
Huh? He did, yeah. He kept saying, I love North Dakota. I just love that state. He said, I did quite well there, didn't I? And I said, you did. You did. I said, you got almost 64% of the vote in North Dakota. So, not surprising. And I said, you took a lot of Democrats down in the process in the state. And there weren't very many left to go down, and you took them. So, yeah, he was pretty pleased with North Dakota.
Anything else for the meeting you want to share?
No, other than I felt very good about it. Yes, sometimes you go into a meeting like that with certain expectations where they met or exceeded. I think that I was relieved when it was over. I felt like the meeting exceeded my expectations. I don't know that I did. I didn't perform. We just had a conversation. I will tell you, I think the relationship between Donald Trump and Reince Priebus, that impressed me as well. And I don't, this might be speaking a little out of school, but I was very impressed with Reince's relationship with him. Donald Trump clearly leans on Reince for some instincts and political advice, and that's completely appropriate. Reince was spending a lot of time reading the paper I put together for how I would reorganize the Department of Energy, and he kept commenting on, wow, you put a little work into this. I said, I put a dozen or so years into it, but he clearly they're a partnership and rely on each other. Trump asked him many times, what about this? What about that, Reince? And Reince would answer. They are very well connected. It's very impressive.
Last question for you. Do we know what position Senator Heidi Heitkamp is being considered for?
We talked about Senator Heitkamp a fair bit. And she's been considered, I think, for a number of positions. Again, I think within the context of that triunal, if you will, that, the three energy or environmental agencies, and as well as agriculture, I think those are all in the mix as a possible place for her. And I certainly can't speak for her, but, we talked about that as a possibility as well.
Wouldn't that be something to have two North Dakotans in the cabinet?
It would. Certainly would.
Yeah, very interesting. All right, well, we will talk to you tomorrow a little more on Dakota Access Pipeline and some other things in the news, certainly probably more, and give our listeners a chance to ask any questions about the meeting, but appreciate sharing all the details. Fascinating to learn about it, so thanks a bunch.
Anytime, Scott. Thanks. Look forward to tomorrow.
All right. Congressman Kevin Cramer with us on What's On Your Mind. A few more texts rolling in here. Let me get to Christian in Fargo at a comment on a different issue. Go ahead, Christian. You're up. 800-228-0550. What's on your mind?
Hi. I know he said it was a non-scientific statement, but for that gentleman you had on about the drug issue to say that they've never experienced someone who died of the narcotics that hadn't started with marijuana, that's much like saying that we have never found a car accident where somebody hasn't been first taught how to drive. I mean, it's a very unscientific statement. Does not equate. And the marijuana.
I missed that conversation. Obviously, it must have happened on a previous program, but I've heard that comment before related to, you know, heroin and some of the other things we're hearing about more and more in the news about. In overdoses, they generally start with that's what they call marijuana a gateway drug. You know, you hear that a
right.
lot.
But, you know, the problem is that alcohol is legal and you can die from alcohol. I've never, ever heard of an overdose from marijuana, ever. It doesn't even belong in the same category as alcohol.
I guess what I'm saying is you can defend marijuana as really kind of harmless. But when statistics tell you that a lot of people who end up at a place with heroin and overdoses start with marijuana, it's worth paying attention to that, you know, that bad things can happen from it. I guess what you're saying is, you know,
marijuana for 40 years. I quit drinking about 30 years ago. I absolutely do not do any other drugs. Never had any desire to.
Yeah, but you're taking pot and it's harmless in your mind. I guess, you know, experts wouldn't agree with you, but it's you know, that comment was made by Chris Myers, the U.S. attorney, I guess, on our Need to Know morning show earlier. So that was the Fargo morning show. And I've heard the comment before. I'm just saying it makes some sense to me that, you know.
The next morning and you feel normal. To me, that is one marker that it's not harmful to me.
Well, let me try this analogy on you, Christian. Let me try this analogy on you.
Once again, you can't even do that with alcohol. You wake up the next morning feeling like crap.
Yeah. Let me try this analogy on you. I don't know the number, but let's say it's 10% of the time you're a fairly regular user of marijuana and see no ill effects and you feel great the next day and it's all peaches and cream. 10% of the time that happens. 90% of the time, it leads to the next one and the next one, and all of a sudden it's heroin. I don't think we should run around and say it's harmless and it's okay.
Where are you getting that figure from?
Well, the figure I just used now, I'm pulling it out.
One of the reasons that these states have legalized marijuana is that they've realized that the harm that prosecuting people for using marijuana does to their life is much more detrimental than the use of marijuana.
Okay, well, that's a different. Even if that were true, that's a different issue. Then it never leads to anything bad. It's just perfect. It's your peaches and cream,
but
and that's the argument you're making.
Change.
I'm saying your argument can be right for a small percentage of folks, but if it isn't for a larger percentage of folks, you don't make that argument because it's sort of like Russian roulette with drugs. Do you know what I'm saying, Christian?
Well, now they cut me off because I don't agree with them.
No, I'm listening to you.
Well.
I asked you a question.
Well, it sounded like the phone got cut off. But it doesn't equate. It just doesn't equate.
All right. Well, you're not listening to me. We tried. We're going to a break here. Thanks for the call. More coming up on What's On Your Mind after a short timeout. Here's a few more of those texts that have come in. And by the way, we're welcoming your road reports, too, here. 800-228-0550 or text Todd, 701-226-8503. Does Congressman Cramer believe that Pizzagate is real? I guess we'll have to leave that very important question for tomorrow. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Scott Hannon here to save you money with my friends at Titan Outlet Store. A 2012 John Deere 9360R tractor, 2,445 hours, 360 horsepower. It's a beauty. Luxury cab. And guess what? 100% money back guarantee. That's right. There's guaranteed iron at outlet prices. And here is the best part. Take 11% off your best price right now. Take 11% off your best price. Call them. 218-233-3700. Online at TitanOutletStore.com. TitanOutletStore.com.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
You decide. That's a great way to live life. And you pull up to the pump at PetroServe USA locations, and you get to decide. Do I want E15, E10, E85, E30, E40? Do I want unleaded? You get choice at the pump at PetroServe USA locations all throughout North Dakota and Minnesota. Just look for that red, white, and blue banner of PetroServe USA, the folks that help America fuel better, because they love the idea of connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. And that gives you choice at the pump. Simple as that. Come on in the store for some great savings always. My personal favorite is the 4-for-4 special. Four items for $4. Okay, what are they, Scott? How about a personal pan pizza? Hot stuff. One of the best. How about a 20-ounce drink of your choice? And how about two delicious cookies? Four items, the pizza, the pot, the cookies, $4 all day, every day. Exactly. At a PetroServe USA location near you. Tell them Scott sent you.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
Just put anybody else in a really good mood. I imagine if you're, if you're staring into a sea of light on Highway 50 just south of Kenmare, it might be hard to really, just to soak in this Christmas spirit with his music. But, it does for me.
Da, 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 da. Like I should have a martini in my hand or something.
Exactly right. All right.
A little early, but,
exactly. Back on What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, are brought to you in part today by our friends at T-Mobile. Believe it or not, every day we take away from the calendar is another day off the holiday shopping season. Long lines, huge crowds, lot to do. I have a better way for you. T-Mobile invites you to a rewarding holiday with the Be Rewarded program this year. It's for everyone, and provides special discounts, exclusive offers, free gifts on your birthday, and a lot more. You get exclusive weekly offers through December when you're part of Be Rewarded. So go to bmobile.com/Be Rewarded and join the fun. this holiday season. Make the shopping easier. They're everywhere you are, at home, they're at the lakes, and beyond. Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Williston, Jamestown, Wampanoag, and Valley City, Devil's Lake, Botno, all those North Dakota locations, and Bemidji, Thief River Falls, and Detroit Lakes in Minnesota. Connect to communicated B-Mobile, your Verizon, wireless, premium, retailer. All right. Texter says, pot is not like alcohol. I can go out and have a beer or a drink and not be drunk. With pot, you're all in. You don't smoke a joint to have just one. It's like binge drinking to get drunk. That is why it's dangerous and easy to get hooked on. And yes, there is a place for it medically. Right, okay. Did we get that other caller an answer on which office? The one to call Congressman off, Congressman Congress office? Oh, the one the Fargo office. Let's find that number. 701-356-2216. Okay. 701-356-2216. We're here to serve, folks. Anything we can do on these roads, let's take a look at the latest on the road conditions now, right? And it's rough out there. As I told you, we actually have a photo of the listener that's on Highway 50 just south of Kenmare. And it's like a photo cam picture they've taken.
Be very careful when you do that, folks.
Yeah, you shouldn't be doing that driving. I get the impression the passenger did this one because it's from the other side of the middle little statue they have there of the hula girl with the guitar.
Isn't that cute?
It's a little souvenir from Mexico.
I'll put that up on our Facebook. That's just entirely too cute.
Yeah, the straw, the straw skirt, the whole deal. Very, very rare.
Is that what you wanted for Christmas? Is that what you were trying to tell me there?
Yeah, exactly.
Because you don't have one of those in your pickup, do you?
I don't, no. I don't.
Or Explorer, whatever you're driving these days. What are you driving these days?
Explorer, yeah.
Okay. You need one of those in your dash.
Texter says, do paid protesters get W-2s on that income? Good question. If they're paid in cash, my guess is no. But, I don't know. We had a call on that, too, didn't we?
We did. What did I do with that?
I'll go to Don and Bismarck while you're fine. Don and Bismarck, okay, you're on What's On Your Mind at 800-228-0550. Go ahead.
I want to talk about two completely unrelated things, so please don't shut me off immediately when I get done with the first one. On generating power with the wind, you can't store it. Well, how about putting one of those things by the Garrison Dam after the water's gone through the water turbine, pump that water back up into the dam, and you can store it. Now, I'm saying that with a sense of humor. The other thing I want to talk about, the weather we've had can make our heating system go askew, and you just might wind up in a house that's got fire in it, or whatever building. And to avoid getting nailed with smoke inhalation, don't forget, there's still fresh air on the floor. If you feel like you're going to be overcome with the smoke, that smoke is up because it's from heated air. Get down on your hands and knees. There'll probably be some fresh air down there. But that's my shtick for today. Thank you, sir.
Well, it's a good shtick. It's a safety shtick. And I would also say you could clear the vents, right? We've had that happen before. We get so much snow, and you're like, what's going on? And, heat's not cranking out anymore, and the furnace doesn't perform. You clear the vents, and things clear up. So
change the air filter?
Well, yeah, certainly could do that as well. But, when it snows, anything with a lot of snow rocking, about the bad snow.
Right.
Keeping all the vapors in the house because the vent can't get out. Clear the vent. So,
but the protesters should be getting a 1099, by the way, not a W-2, because they probably didn't have Social Security taken out.
Yeah, right. So if it's a W-2, it means they're on somebody's payroll.
Right.
If they just got handed cash, then it would be 1099. Yep. Good point.
That would screw up your taxes.
Right. I still want to get to the bottom of that whole idea of, how they're being paid, who's paying them, all of that. Definitely want to know what's going on there. So we need to get to the bottom of it. All right. We'll take a break. When we come back, J.P. Martin of the National Weather Service. We still have Captain Nguyen, North Dakota Highway Patrol, for an update on the roads. And Governor Jack Dalrymple is going to join us for a couple of minutes as well. on the Dakota Access Pipeline site. That'll be about an hour from right now. So a lot coming up on What's on Your Mind. Anything we can answer for you, let us know right now. Give us a call or text.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Vince is back from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Minot Bismarck, Grand Forks and Fargo 2. You and I have talked a lot about hot tubs, and you've sold me. Hot Springs is the best. I absolutely love it. Every day made better. But these saunas really have me intrigued, too. Tell me about the saunas you have at Hot Spring Spas.
Yeah, we've been with Finlayl for 40 years, and actually it's a Minnesota company that in three more years will be 100 years old. They are the largest sauna manufacturer in North America. They do both traditional and infrared saunas, and we've been with them for 40 years.
What is the health benefit of having a sauna? If I have a sauna and I'm in there 20 minutes, half hour every day, how am I better?
A lot of the same things we talk about with a hot tub, Scott, but the other thing it does, it's great for your skin. It releases natural endorphins in the body, which boosts your immune system. You detox deeper. I mean, when you sit in a sauna daily, you're detoxing deep in those cells and getting rid of the bad stuff faster by sitting in the sauna daily.
Stop and see them at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Minot, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Fargo, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with
sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.